Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, pro-Palestinian protesters are encamped in the heart of Penn's campus for a fifth day. They refuse to leave until their demands are met. But Penn officials say they have to go because they're violating university policies. As we hear from KYW's Tim Menez, it's a standstill right now in University City.
As protest organizers met in the middle of the encampment here on College Green, Penn facilities crews this morning power washed their messages written in chalk on the brick walkway leading up to the Ben Franklin statue here. One protest leader was unbothered by that, saying they'll just get the chalk out again and write more. Penn officials maintain this encampment is a violation of their facilities policies, and there are several notice of trespass signs hung up on metal barricades here. Penn officials also handed out letters to those encamped, telling them the one university policy they need to follow is if they're asked to show ID, they have to show it. And if they do so promptly, then that, quote, shall be a mitigating factor in any disciplinary proceedings. What kind of discipline, the university has not said. Penn also says there have been incidents of harassment and intimidation, which organizers deny, plus anti-Semitic graffiti on the Ben Franklin statue, which officials say they're investigating as a potential hate crime. Organizers acknowledge that vandalism took place, but they washed the graffiti off as quickly as they could. On Penn's campus, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.